Hello and welcome to Marlena. We're the musicless Marlena tonight. You know, I've got these gremlins living in my computer, and I guess they needed to be fed today. So they are on strike. They belong to the Gremlin Union number 47. No, maybe it should be 42, because isn't 42 the answer to everything in the universe? Anyway, we are musicless tonight, so I'm going to sing my theme song now. No, I'm not going to do that. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And in our second hour tonight, yes, we're going to be another 2 hours this week. In our second hour, we're going to bring on Jeff Bishop, as I call him, the podcasting guru of the ACB radio. And I've gotten a lot of email this week from you folks about how do you get going with podcasts and what is it and how do you do it? And so I don't know, because I just do whatever Jeff tells me. He tells me to type something, I type it. So I've convinced Jeff to come on at least for the beginning part of the second hour. And we'll see where the calls go from there. And then we'll move into open forum. And I'm still looking for your funny stories, the stuff that happens to you only because you happen to be blind. Boy, I have a whole litany of my stories, so I want to hear some of yours. In our first hour, we have with us again in my attempt to give ACB's special interest affiliates an opportunity to highlight the very cool things that they are doing for this year's ACB convention in Las Vegas. Woohoo! We have with us tonight Butch Arnold, who is the president of BFLAG, which stands for Blind Friends of Lesbians and Gays, which is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. Last year, they had a fabulous program, and we're going to hear about what they've got going on this year. Before I bring Butch in, let me just remind you that if you're listening, I know you guys get sick of hearing me say this, but if you're listening to this program at any time other than between 9 and 11 p.m. Sunday night in North America Eastern Time, or 1 and 3 on an early Universal Time morning, you are listening to a repeat. So put your feet up and enjoy the show. The phone number to call, as always, is 866-666-7926. Let's bring Butch in. He's been waiting very patiently. Good evening, Butch. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, welcome to Marlena.
Thank you.
Dave Williams likes to say I'm ACB's answer to Oprah. Ha!
We won't get into that.
No, we won't get into that. So before we get into your program this year, which sounds fabulous, and I did give people a little hint with you like roller coaster rides. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about BFLAG and when it started and kind of what its sort of mission is.
Well, BFLAG started by Rob Hill and a group of individuals at 96. When they met informally, and I wasn't around then, but I believe we were chartered in 99, started meeting and having convention programming, a place designated by the convention in 2000, and we've progressed. In Pittsburgh, we had a good program where we actually invited other people. Before that, in Houston, we were just, which was my first convention, there didn't seem to be that much organization. Last year in Birmingham, we had a suite for the first time and a comprehensive program. This year, we've gone overboard and have programming scheduled every day of the week.
Wow, that's great. Every day of the week.
Yep.
Well, let's start. And we're going to ask Gary, the board guy, to go ahead and open the lines. The telephone number again, 866-666-7926. When you do call in, if Butch is speaking, we'll answer the call right away and you'll be put on hold. And as soon as you hear me welcome you to the program, you'll be on the air with Butch and me. So let's go ahead and get started. Butch, what's up first?
Well, we've been doing some advanced work in Las Vegas. And one of the local restaurant and bars is having a beer bust for us on Friday night, July 1st.
Oh, what's a beer bust?
It's a fundraiser. The Rainbow Lounge and Ray, the owner of it, are having a fundraiser where they charge so much at the door. I believe the fee is $5, and the get to drink beer free for a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, and all the proceeds go to B-Flag.
Wow, that's great. That's great. All right, and so that's Friday night.
That's Friday night. That's a pre-convention function that probably not many of our members will be at. I know there'll be two of us there at least.
Well, and you know what? Can we stop? We have a call already.
Oh, yes.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Butch and Marlena. Who are we speaking with today?
Hello, Marlena. This is Scott Marshall.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maryland,
let's
calling.
Hang up. Let's hang up.
Yeah, I think we ought to hang
Hello,
up.
Hello, I'm sorry. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I didn't mean to interfere with your ace interviewing strategies, really. But I just wanted to say hello to Butch.
Hello,
and to let you, Marlena, and your listeners know that this guy is an organizer. If you want something done, he's the one that's going to be able to do it. I've just had the pleasure of meeting him recently at a fundraiser that he organized here at a nightclub in Washington. We had a great time. And what did you make, Butch? 750, 800 bucks?
We made $803 or $830 in a five-hour period.
So, yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, Marley, we don't have any members in Washington.
Well, we need to get Butch out here.
I was talking about Washington, D.C. We may have one.
Oh.
The real
Washington
State. I don't know.
Oh, the real Washington.
No.
You're close enough to Washington, Scott.
There you go. Anyway. But
well,
I just wanted to say hello, let you know that Butch is really a mover and shaker in the organization. The organization's doing other great things, too. A terrific newsletter. And you're going to hear about programming for the convention and all sorts of things. And finally, before I go, Marlena, I just learned of Gail Krause's passing, and I'm really sorry to hear about that. My condolences to Paul publicly, and
yeah, that was
I'll be in touch with him.
That was a very sad thing. The only, you know, if you can find any one good thing, is that it was relatively quick.
Right,
you know?
So I understand.
So, but before I let you go, my dear, I really need to tell people that Scott is just a very, very dear friend of mine, and so I always give him a hard time on the rare occasions when he calls my program.
Now, wait a minute.
I understood he was on the payroll.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Nothing, a percentage of nothing is nothing. Okay. But I hear a rumor, Mr. Scott Marshall, that you are going to go to Las Vegas?
That's my understanding at the moment.
You better show up, baby, because
there you go.
I intend
to reserve seat on our roller coaster extravaganza.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh,
I love roller coasters,
golly.
Too.
Well,
I was a kid, I could never do anything that went around in a circle like a merry-go-round. I'd get sicker than a dog. But the roller coasters, Ferris wheels, all that kind of good stuff, absolutely dynamite.
And you're an active member of B-Flag, and you love the organization, huh?
I don't know how active I am, any more than I'm active in ACB anymore. But
yeah?
Yeah? Definitely a member.
Good.
We're trying to talk Scott into running for our board since we have elected
this
year.
This is the first I heard of that, too. But
oh, good.
Well.
Let's
heard of that in Washington.
Let's embarrass him publicly.
I'm not into politics, you know. I did my political thing, and now I'm I'm a good bureaucrat. What can I tell you?
Well, you're a bureaucrat. I don't know how good you are, but all right. So listen, save time to play blackjack with me.
Yes, dear.
All right, dear.
Okay, but you better not cheat me this time like you did last time.
Goodbye, Scott.
Bye.
866-666-7926. Okay, so we're at this beer bust, and we've raised all this money, and that's Friday night, and that's a pre-convention goings-on. So what's next?
Saturday, we are opening up our suite, and we are meeting with some Las Vegas people in our suite at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and going over the program, finalizing what they'll be doing to help us out.
Okay.
And we have a board meeting dinner Saturday night at back at the Rainbow Lounge.
Which of course you have to coerce Scott into attending so that he will know how to be a good board member when you talk him into running for the board, right?
Well, anyone that's interested, since we're a 501c3. Naturally, all our meetings are open. So we're hoping that we'll have a couple of prospective officers there.
Wonderful. That's great. Okay, so now we're up to Sunday.
Sunday, we officially kick off our convention program with our Welcome to Las Vegas party. We're calling it Viva Las Vegas.
Woohoo, I'm there.
And that we have listed us from 2 o'clock until. It usually hangs around 4 or 5. We've got to make sure everybody's out in time to go to the opening ACB session.
Yes.
Evening.
Yes.
And then after that, each night at the convention around 10 o'clock or 11, when the other events finish up, we have a social support group meeting in our suite. And that's usually where the talk gets nitty-gritty,
mm-hmm.
where we met a lot of NAB students last year and were telling us about some of their problems, and that gave us ideas on our convention programming for this year.
Okay. So the Viva Las Vegas party, is that something that people need to sign up for?
Yes.
Okay. So they should look for that on their pre-reg.
Yes. I believe it is $10. Now, everybody that gets a BFLAG newsletter got a BFLAG registration form, and they went out, I believe, April 1st. We already have a couple of convention registrations in. I got an email from our treasurer today that told me he'd already gotten some checks in.
But will people, so I'm not a BFLAG member. Will the Viva Las Vegas party show up on the ACB pre-reg?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay,
yes.
Good. Want to make sure everybody who wants to go can go.
So that'll be where everybody that wants to come to any BFLAG event other than our business meeting and our two open forums or sessions should come and make sure that they're registered, even if they register with ACB, because a couple of our events, we have a limited number of tickets available to them because of the logistics involved.
Okay.
I mean, if we had 200 people sign up for our roller coaster extravaganza, the logistics would make it impossible.
Okay. All right. Boy, I can't wait till we get to talk about that roller coaster extravaganza. All right. So, and then, of course, we always want to encourage people to go to opening session because there's nothing quite like opening session. And, you know, I find the most exciting thing about opening session is kind of hearing the roll being called, you know, and hearing who are the delegates. And, oh, I just think it's really exciting. So you guys will be done by opening session.
Yes.
And then do you have anything else Sunday night?
Sunday night we have our social get-together after opening session in the suite. It's just a comfortable place where people can come sit and chat.
Okay.
And we'll have refreshments at most of our social events, the evening get-together and wrap session and the morning wrap session.
Okay. All right. All right. So moving on to Monday.
Monday we have our, a get-together, a wake-up and what have you in the suite. Start around 7 o'clock so people can get down to the business meetings for ACB. And then Monday afternoon after lunch, we've joined together with NAB and the blessing of CCLVI, although they won't be able to participate. And we're having a seminar that we've gone back and forth on the name of it, which we're calling it just Safe Sex 101, which is more or less a basic introduction, because last year in our discussion groups, we realized that a lot of the NAB students, when they had sex ed in high school, were too either ashamed or embarrassed to ask questions. And when they saw a video in TV or in the classroom, they were left out. So we're trying something with professionals this year from the Las Vegas area. We'll be putting this on, and we will be archiving it digitally so that it can be used as a resource.
That is fabulous. You know, I think that there are so few opportunities for kids, you know, well, not just kids, but I mean young adults who are blind to really have blind or low vision, to really have an opportunity to ask questions about that whole topic about safe sex and how do you deal with it? You know, how do you deal with some of the stuff that that is important to know in that whole topic of safe sex. I commend you. I think that's a very laudable program.
Well, we were afraid we would step on people's toes. I mean, even in naming the program, what do you call it that you don't offend somebody? I've gone out to agencies such as the CDC to get accessible information, and they literally have none. I've written our Senator Barbara Mikulski, to try to get some assistance, and it's been a nightmare just getting accessible information, either on disc or on tape or in Braille or large print. There is nothing out there. And the one brochure that they did have in Braille dated back to when C. Everett Koop was the Surgeon General.
Good heavens.
And after we started raising a ruckus, they actually pulled it out of circulation because it was obsolete.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I've got to give a lot of the credit to this to NAB.
Aren't NABs wonderful? They are the greatest bunch.
Yes. And again, they reach a lot of people that aren't active. They're similar to BFLAG in that people benefit from the work that they do, even though they're not active members or not even members at all.
Yeah, and for folks who don't know, because we do have some listeners who aren't members of ACB, NABS stands for the National Alliance of Blind Students. And I really hope that somebody from NABS will call in tonight or will get hold of me, because I really would love to feature them before a convention with kind of who they are and what they're doing and what their program is going to be. So that's great that you're doing this session in conjunction with them. Now, that's Monday, right?
That's Monday afternoon at 2.
Okay.
We're blocking the room from 2 to 5. Excuse me. But we're having this program on Monday so that if it does raise or get somebody to think or come up with questions, we're going to make resources available throughout the convention. And these are professional resources so people can get answers to the questions that they have. That was why we chose Monday for that program.
That's great. And, again, that'll be on the pre-reg.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a free program to anybody. We figure that basic educational information should be free.
Okay. All right. So anything else Monday?
Monday we have our annual business meeting where we're going to elect our board of directors and a new secretary. We have 3 board members that are elected and a secretary this year. And that's Monday night at 7 p.m. And then after that at 9:30, excuse me, we have a pizza party, which will hopefully will encourage people to come to the business meeting. And again, both of those programs are free.
Just let's talk about your business meeting for a second. Before we do, the telephone number is 866-666-7926. And if you're listening to the program any time other than 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern in North America, 1 to 3 Universal, on a Sunday night / Monday morning, respectively, you're listening to a replay, so just enjoy. What kinds of stuff do you guys take up at your business meeting?
Usually the basic business of running an organization, what our goals should be. We've done things like work on our mission statement. There's always the constitutional question that's raised. Should we change it to this or should we change it to that? We try to set some guidelines and find out what the members really want, what direction we want to go in the future. And how we can better implement our mission.
And can you describe your mission?
Our mission is to, let me look something up here. I hate to.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know what? This is a very relaxed show, Butch. In fact, a lot of people say the reason that they like to listen to this program is because they feel like they're in my living room. So, you know, it's like everybody's just chilling and not to worry. And
I'm looking for it. I had it right here on my computer, and I want to not misquote it.
Well, yeah, because the mission is such an important part of what you do and who you are and why you're there. And
the purpose of our organization is to provide for the betterment of the lives of those who are visually impaired and who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender through a membership organization and to facilitate things that will make their life better.
Well, that's great. And you know what? We have a call, so we'll put ourselves on hold at Monday in Las Vegas, and we'll bring this caller into the room. Hello, you're with Butch and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi. Dare I say this, I was heard about your program through your dear friend, Scott Marshall.
Oh, dear. I know who you are now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think, have we not spoken on cell phones or something?
You know what? I know Scott was about you. I don't know if I've ever spoken with you personally.
Do you live in Connecticut?
Yes.
Ah, see? What a memory.
An accomplished
musician. Cool.
and that's right, and he's an accomplished musician. I heard that.
Oh, well, you know, I try.
Are you coming to Las Vegas?
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to look at it because I'm just, you know, some of the money, financial situation is a little crunchy, but I'm definitely going to try to make it, and I just think all the events that have been planned for B-Flag sound extremely awesome, and I'm just really excited about that.
Well, if you come to Las Vegas, make sure you look me up.
Oh, definitely.
Because I want to tell you all my Scott stories.
Oh, boy.
We could have a general session of Scott stories, yes.
Oh, that would be terrific.
Anyway, I'll let you talk to Butch, and I'll just listen here.
All right.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's great. Well, I basically wanted to call and just say, I mean, you have been doing such a fine job as far as getting the word out, scheduling these events, raising money. I think it's just incredible, and I really want to thank you for doing that.
Well, you get credit for the idea of having our picnic.
Well, yeah, you know, I was really excited about that, you know, because I guess one of the things I like to do is just enjoy the togetherness of the whole thing, and I love picnicking, I love being outdoors, all that kind of stuff, and I thought, hey, I'll throw that idea in there, see what happens.
So did you guys have a picnic?
We have one scheduled this year.
Oh, all right. So we just haven't got to it.
That's right.
So roller coasters, picnics. Wow, man, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, now, Jason, I really hope you get to come to Las Vegas. But if you don't, remember that the general sessions will be streamed live here on ACB Radio Mainstream.
That's right.
So you'll
We'd
get
rather
to
have him there in Las Vegas.
Yes, we want you.
I know you'll enjoy the activities in the suite.
We want you in Las Vegas.
So Las Vegas is going to be a smash. It's going to be so much fun. I can feel the energy already.
Well, and, you know, tune back into my show each week because between now and then, most of my first hours are going to be involved in highlighting things. Oh, we've got Jeff Tom is going to be coming on to talk about what is resolutions and how that all works and how you write one. And, you know, really the nuts and bolts of the organization are the resolutions because that's how the people speak.
That's right.
And so we're going to have Jeff and we're going to have the blind parents group wants to come on, and we're putting together a candidates forum, and oh my goodness, it makes me tired.
Wow. Oh, that's terrific. Wow.
So keep checking back, man.
Oh, I definitely will. And also, I heard your reviews on the CSUN exhibits. It was in the Top Tech Tidbits for Thursday. And I saw a little link there, and I got to hear all your stuff, and I thought it was so cool.
Well, cool. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yes.
All right. Anything else for Butch?
Well, like I said, I just wanted to thank you, and I look forward to seeing all of you in Las Vegas.
I hope we can see you this year.
Yes, that would be terrific.
All right. Hey, Jason, great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
And get ready for those Scott stories, you know?
Oh, yes, I'll be very anxious to hear those.
All right. Take care, Jason. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
866-666-7926. Butch Arnold, you sound like a very popular and certainly well-accomplished special interest president, so kudos to you.
Let me correct you. You said president. I'm the vice president.
Oh, the vice president.
Yeah.
Oh.
Connie David is our president.
Okay.
And, she is celebrating Passover this evening.
Ah, okay. Okay. So you are the vice president. Well, look
I'm
out, Connie.
Of vice. We have a lot of it.
Well, yeah, you've got Scott in the group, so that's true.
That's what I mean.
Okay. All right. So, back to my serious hat, and my apologies to Connie for impeaching her. We're on Monday night, so
Monday night after our business meeting, we have a pizza party with refreshments, and that again is free of charge.
So now, but let me just clarify something. A lot of times, you know, people have these you know things in the suite. But they're not open to the masses. What about something like the pizza party?
That's for our members only.
Ah, okay.
If somebody has a friend and brings them, that's okay. They'll come to the meeting. Most likely they will join B-Flag at that point.
I see.
And we encourage that and welcome people to come in.
So Scott could bring me and I could have a piece of pizza.
And you could pay your B-Flag dues.
I do like you. You're okay.
Got to pay for our convention somehow.
That's right. There you go. There you go. All right. So now we're up to Tuesday.
Up to Tuesday. We have our morning meeting or get-together in our suite. And then at 2 o'clock, we have an informational program again, which we're blocking from 2 to 5. And this one also we want to try to record digitally and maybe stream it on the Internet at the same time. And this is a legal issues of domestic partners. And this not only is for the GLBT community, but for anyone, there are two brothers or sisters or living together or just two adults that are sharing expenses, and there will be the legal issues and how they can protect themselves and each other. And this will be handled by, I believe it's three local attorneys from Las Vegas. Another program of general interest to everybody at the convention, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so too. And you know, let's talk between sort of tomorrow and then about helping you get all this digitally recorded and kind of see where you are, and perhaps ACB Radio can offer minimally some suggestions, and you know, possibly help out with some of the recording, although we're limited with what we've got that we can digitally record live with. But let's talk about that, because I think these are issues that we would like to program at a future time on Mainstream.
Well, that's what we thought, and we would like to also put them up on our website.
Sure.
At bflag.org, so that either teachers or anyone could access them and use them as a resource.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, we'll figure that one out together. We'll muddle through it and figure out what we can do to support you with that, because we really are about wanting to get. And by the way, and this is way off the topic, but it's since I've got my ACB Radio promotion hat on here. We are very much interested in having our affiliates do programs, and there are easy ways to do that. And so if you guys at BFLAG decide that you might like to bring a program to air once a month or once a quarter or once a week, whatever, get a hold of me. Because I can help you get that started, and I think it would be a valuable resource in the community.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
I thought so too. See,
yes.
You are a bright man. You think like I do.
You've got a perverted mind. mind then.
I'm in trouble now. All right, so we're at Monday and
We're at Tuesday night.
Oh, Tuesday night. Yeah. Sorry, I got so confused. I went backwards.
Yeah, after our legal issues seminar, we have a board meeting Tuesday at 4:30, and I don't know whether that'll be a dinner meeting or what, but that'll be where our new board gets together for the first time and starts to make the plans for next year. And then at 10 o'clock, after things are over for the evening, our suite will open up for our discussion group.
And that's members only?
The evening is for anybody to stop in.
Okay.
That's where people that have any questions or just want to find out what we're about come in.
Okay.
And sometimes they're pleasantly surprised. We've had a couple people come to the wrong room and were offended when they realized what it was.
You know, I'm going to ask the question. I remember the year, and you know, you've already said that you weren't with BFLAG at the time it got its charter, but I remember what a struggle that was, and the incredible amount of work that people in BFLAG and people who supported BFLAG did in order to help ACB grow in its diversity by chartering BFLAG. And I guess, you know, the question I'm wondering about, has it gotten better for you guys at convention? Have people, you know, there was all these stereotypes and as it would with anything new, you know, humans don't like to change. And I'm just wondering if it's getting better for you guys. Do you have a sense for that?
It's getting better, like society is getting better. Diversity is understood a little more today. People are coming to the realization that most people don't have a choice in what they are when it comes down to life. And people understand that. And that's not just for sexual orientation. You can't basically choose your religion at birth. You can't choose your race or your nationality. And you just have to make the best out of what you've got. And society is opening up, and ACB reflects society. You're always going to have somebody that is offended. But they could be offended by music or something, too.
Sure, sure.
As long as there are people like Paul Edwards around who put his neck out on the chopping block for us.
Boy, he sure did.
There were lots of them.
He sure did.
We'll be better, and we'll give back to the ACB.
Well, we have a call. Let's bring the caller in. We'll hold up on Tuesday. I think that's where we are.
Right.
And we'll bring our caller in. Hello, caller. You're with Butch and Marlena.
Hey, Marlena, it's Connie David.
Connie David, and I impeached you.
You did, and it's okay because I would like to wish all of our Jewish listeners a happy Passover. I happen to be at a Passover dinner tonight, so I wasn't able to make it at the beginning anyway. But I just wanted to comment a little bit on your last question. I think that we have always had just an incredible amount of support from within ACB for our organization. And I think that... you know, you're always going to have a few.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a few people who don't get it, don't want to get it, don't think we belong anywhere, and want us gone.
Yeah.
And so those people are going to be there, and they're going to be as outspoken as they can be, which oftentimes makes it feel like there's a lot. But I think overwhelmingly the support that we have gotten from ACB has been very positive and very much in favor of our existing. And several attempts have been put forth to try and oust us, and none of them have worked. And I think that says a lot for the integrity of the people and the members of ACB, as well as the integrity of ACB as an organization.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that you feel that way. And of course, I'm aware of the attempts, and I'm always delighted when they fail, because the more richness and color that ACB can have, the more representative we are of blind people living in the world.
Exactly.
So I think that's great. So you know what? I have to tell you while I have you on, that your show that you did last year, the one that we couldn't, that was broken.
That was very fun.
Wasn't that fun? And we replayed that show, and of course it was just you and me, baby, all the way.
Uh-huh.
I got such positive email about that, and people said, why, we love Connie. She, what a vibrant person she saw. So even though nobody called you, they, they heard you on the replay.
We love her too.
Well, the thing is, Marlena, we had talked about talking about some financial stuff at some point. So if you're interested in doing that, that I certainly am.
Yeah, I am. And let's...
We can set that up.
Yeah, let's...
Meat Flag needs contributions. That's financial.
Listen to this. I ask him if I can have a pizza. He tells me after I pay my dues, I can.
Yeah, right.
Why? There's no perks for ACB radio.
I'll sneak pizza out to you, Marlena.
See, it takes a woman to get it, Connie. I tell you what, these guys, ay, ay, ay. Well, a very happy Passover to you.
Thank you.
Yes, and, I second that. And to Marianne.
I will pass it on to Marianne.
All right.
Well, I will clear the line for other callers, but know that we're out here.
All right. Thanks, Connie.
Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Connie.
Bye-bye.
See you later, boys.
866-666-7926. What a sweetie she is.
She really is.
I always love to talk to her. She's got this vibrancy about her that, if you're in a bad mood, you're not. After you talk to Connie David. All right.
We seem to work good together too, and I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been blessed to be on a board with her. Actually, I was elected to the board when I first came to the convention.
Oh my gosh.
And she served with me the entire time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, so let's see. We're at Tuesday, huh?
We finished up with our pizza and social Tuesday night, and then we go to bed.
And Connie snuck me a piece of pizza, so that
we'll
was
probably
good.
End up with two.
Oh, now, listen, he's backtracking.
Well, that way you can be like Oprah.
I am already. All right, so on to Wednesday we go.
On to Wednesday. Wednesday's where our fun program really starts. Trying to keep Monday and Tuesday strictly for business so that everybody will have it behind them, and we can pick up loose ends or anything that pops up we can take care of later in the week. But on Wednesday, we have our get-together in the morning, and then at 1 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, we're meeting in the B-Flag suite for our roller coaster extravaganza.
Roller coaster extravaganza. Oh, we've got a call. Let's put that thought on hold. Hello, caller. You're with Butch and Marlena.
Hello, Marlena.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Bob Mahoney.
Hello, Bob Mahoney. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
What a fun treat to hear from you. Bob is located here in Washington State, and he's a member of the Washington Council of the Blind. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you. I have a question for Butch.
All right. Go for it. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Butch, this is Bob Mahoney calling.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. David, turn it down. I would like to know if there's a P-Flag in Kent, Washington.
So you want to know, Bob,
if
there's a local chapter of B-Flag.
Yes, I would.
Okay. As of right now, we don't have local chapters. We only meet once a year. And because of the need for it and the benefit that I see coming out of it, we're going to try to do something this year to encourage local people to get together.
Because I have I have a partner myself.
Yes. Well, in the past, excuse me. In the past, we were a little reluctant because we didn't know which direction things would go in. But individuals that meet together, get two or three, and then they bring their friends in, and it kind of snowballs. We have about 10 or 12 people in the Baltimore, Washington area now that are members of B-Flag. And this year at the convention, that's something we're going to discuss and see how we can go about promoting, if not local chapters, the ability for local people to get together.
They don't have one in Seattle at all either, do they?
No, we don't have any place at this point.
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? You could get information from their website. What is it, Butch? BFLAG.org. So www.bflag.org. And what is the dues to join, Butch?
Oh, we're really expensive. It's $12 a year.
$12 a year.
That's reasonable. What it was I was wondering, if I give you my address, could you send me when you know there's going to be one in this area?
Well, you know what? I hate for you to. I can't take you off the air to give your address.
Oh, why don't you email me with your address?
Have you got email, Bob?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, just Butch Arnold, BUTCHARNOLD, at bflag.org.
So just Butch Arnold, just the two names.
Butch Arnold at
bflag.org.
bflag.org.
B like L-A-G.
It stands for Blind Friends of Lesbians and Gays. So it spells B-F-L-A-G.
B-F-L-A-G.
.org. So Butch, B-U-T-C-H, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, right?
Correct.
Yeah, at bflag.org.
Okay, I'll have my friend send an email to you, Butch.
Okay.
Great.
Put your phone number in it if you want, and I'll give you a call.
Okay, I'll have her do that then.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right,
thanks,
Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's always nice to get a local call from my own affiliate. That's cool. All right. So
one of the things that I've noticed since I've been in BFLAG that a lot of people don't know anything about us, and they're kind of closeted. A lot of visually impaired people don't want people to know that they can't see well, and a lot of GLBT people don't want people to know that they're GLBT.
Yeah.
And that's basically two closet doors you have to go through to make it.
Yeah.
And we've noticed that when I go out and do on-site work. When I was in Las Vegas, I found that there were three or four people out there that I was told about that will be joining us this year when we're at the convention.
Well, and you know, I would think that it's especially challenging for someone who might not inherently have a lot of confidence in themselves as a blind person.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so many of our blind folks, whether they're GLBT or not, live with the feeling of almost, you know, in some ways they've given up.
Yeah. That's what we want to try to, one of our key missions in BFLAG is to make it easier for the people to socialize, to meet people, and to have the typical interaction that everybody else has.
That's great. All right, and speaking of socializing, we're going to go on a roller coaster, are we?
Yes. Well, we're going on at least three roller coasters.
Not me.
And this wasn't my idea either. I can't take credit for a lot of this program. Terry Wilsey, our key person in Las Vegas who I met one night doing some research, came up with the idea, and when we talked to some people at the Lambda Business and Professional Association of Las Vegas, they came up with a way to do it and worked the logistics out. It's basically going to be a one-on-one guided tour of three roller coasters where we will use most likely special entrances to the casinos or the venue where the roller coaster is, and we'll be riding in private vehicles, and we'll go in, they'll stop the line. Our group will go to the head of the line. We'll ride the roller coaster. If it takes one set around or two cars, whatever it takes for our group, we'll ride it, get off, go back to the cars, and go to the next location. And we've made arrangements where we're working on making arrangements so that we'll have some air-conditioned vehicles, obviously, at this time of the year. And people that take guide dogs and want to ride the roller coaster, they obviously wouldn't want to take their dog on the coaster. So the people at the van will stay there, and hopefully they'll get to know them prior to the roller coaster extravaganza at one of the BFLAG events. And we can pair people up so they'll be babysitting, we can call it.
Oh, that's nice, because you certainly don't want to bring your guide dog to the roller coaster venue.
Well, you would take them to the venue, but you wouldn't want them to just sit there
right.
While you're riding.
It. Right. So, now again, is this a members-only thing? Or is
no,
it...
we we've had requests to open it up. It is listed in the HCB pre-registration. However, we have to watch the numbers on this one because it is a one-on-one guided tour.
Sure.
And we've got to make sure that we have enough volunteers and drivers to make it work. If people want to pre-register for it with ACB, I strongly encourage it. And I strongly encourage our members to do it. It's on Wednesday, so we will have time. And I don't know if we'll have any space, but if we do have space, we certainly will open it up. If you want to come to the B-Flag Suite and make sure that you can go if you're interested.
What's the cost to do it?
I believe the cost is $35.
Well, that's not bad, though.
No, it's not. The venues are giving us a break. Again, it's not a large number of people. We can't handle 50 people. That's for sure. At least I'm to my understanding, we can't handle it. That's one of the numbers that we're going to have to be watching very closely between now and convention. And I'll be in touch with the people in Las Vegas and give them a report as when we get numbers in from ACB and from our own registration.
Well, if you like roller coasters, that sounds like a deal to me. About $35 and you get to and fro transportation. If you're a guide dog user, you get a babysitter for your dog and three roller coaster rides, all for $35. It's pretty amazing. All right, so we've all gotten sick and we've ridden the roller coasters. What's anything else up Wednesday?
Wednesday evening, we're meeting at 6:30, I believe it is, in the suite, and we're going as a group to one of the comedy shows in the Riviera. Actually, it's one of the best rated shows in Las Vegas right now. It's called An Evening at La Cage. And it's basically a group of hilarious drag queens that are doing music tributes to a lot of entertainers.
Well,
and I'm drawing a blank on the gentleman's name that heads the program up. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get killed for this one. But I can't think of his name. But we've invited him to come to our session ahead of time so people can get to meet him. And I previewed the show when I was in Las Vegas, and it is hilarious.
Well, that's great. So the star of the show is going to come to B-Flag Suite ahead of time?
We have invited him. And they don't have a show on Tuesday night, so we're hoping that he'll be there on Tuesday evening at around 10 or 11. One thing to note that after July, the show will be closing at the Riviera, and he'll be taking the show to Europe.
And it's
been there for a long time.
Yeah, I've actually heard reviews of the show. It's supposed to be absolutely hysterically wonderful.
It is.
Okay. All right. So are we to Thursday now, I think?
No, after the show.
Oh, my gosh, it goes on and on.
Yeah, after the show, we're all going back to the suite and have some refreshments and talk about the fun that we had that day on the roller coaster and the evening at La Cage.
Well, and I want any
barf bags will be provided for those who are still sick from the roller coaster.
And I want any good Scott stories.
Oh, okay. Well, Scott will have to be there to share them with us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. All right. So now we're up to Thursday.
We're up to Thursday. Thursday we have our morning get together in the suite.
And let me clarify, that is for members?
Yes.
The morning ones, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the morning and the evening. Morning is more just for members. Evening, everybody will stop in, unfortunately. It's unfortunate we don't know who all is going to come.
Sure.
But that's where you get to meet people.
Sure.
And that's where the people bring up concerns that make them think, and they don't have answers for, and are hoping somebody that's there can either share an experience or have an answer. And we talk about Scott's stories and fun, but that's how we found out about the need for our programming this year, was when people were talking just in fun and laughing about the problems they had in school and the embarrassing moments.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's an educational situation for our board so that we can learn.
And, you know, I think I was struck by this last year with Connie when I was chatting with Connie, and I continue to be struck by it again with your program this year. They're really, it seems like BFLAG really works very hard to make its sessions, while certainly of interest to people who are BLGT, did I get that right? Yeah.
GLBT.
Ah, yeah. I'm thinking of a, I don't know what I'm thinking of, but also to members at large of ACB. To, I mean, you know, you got this thing on, you know, domestic partners. Well, who cares whether it's, you know, a heterosexual domestic partnership or what? I mean, the laws are going to apply.
Well, the laws will be changing, and hopefully the attorneys that are putting on our program this year will educate all of us, because none of us are experts on the situation. It's changing so fast.
Sure.
But even when we were in Pittsburgh, we had a panel discussion on diversity. And as people find out that our programs aren't just GLBT-oriented, more and more people come to them. Last year, we did a seminar on real estate and how a visually impaired person buys a house or finds an apartment, things like that.
Yeah, and that's a topic you and I are going to pursue on another Marlena show, because you are a real estate agent, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to get you back on and give people an opportunity to call you and ask you questions and talk to you about, because there are some differences. There are definitely some differences. Having bought a couple of houses in my life, I can attest to that. All right, so back to the schedule, as they say.
Okay, on Thursday. Thursday's our day for separating the sexes. We haven't come up with a program for the ladies yet, and we are working on it. We want to see just what they want to do when we get out there, because we haven't had many suggestions made, or actually no suggestions have been made, other than just to have a tea in the suite. But on Thursday at noon, I've listed here at 1 o'clock, but it's actually noon, I believe. We'll be going to an establishment called the Blue Moon Resort in Las Vegas. It's a guest house / hotel that has a private pool and a picnic area, and we have reserved the only room which has a door opening onto the pool. I guess it's okay to say that this is one of those things that will offend some people, because it's a clothing optional type location. And some of our members aren't going to feel comfortable, but quite a few requested that we go there because they had heard about it. So we've met with the staff and the management, and it is open to the ladies if they want to go. They're more than welcome to go, but I don't know how comfortable a lot of people will be in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And
well,
this is not listed in the ACB program.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting to me that you're doing this. You know, I think that, again, we in the U.S., and I don't think that this is quite necessarily the same in other countries, but we in the U.S. Have this comfort level that, wing, all these red flags go up and,
yes.
You know.
I don't feel comfortable in situations like that.
Yeah.
My clothing is not optional.
My clothing is not optional, because it would scare the heck out of everybody in the room. So, yeah, but good for you. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I think where better to provide an environment that might be just a little bit scary than at a safe event like a BFLAG-sponsored thing? Where better to do that? So
and
good for you.
I hate to use the term supervised, but there will be people there so that nobody will feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to have people that will go just to say they've been. And I really think that might be why we were asked to do it. We were asked by 4 or 5 members to put it together. And if we only have 4 or 5 go, that's fine.
That's okay.
But it's an option that's there so that people can anybody else can do.
That's great.
And again, we're providing transportation to it. We've got the room so that there is that comfort zone, that security zone that they'll have, and we'll have picnic food there and drink.
That's great. Any pizza?
There might be some left over.
The pizza I don't eat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up after that?
After that, at 5 o'clock, or I believe it's 5, we're meeting again at the B-Flag Suite, and we are taking a private dinner cruise on Lake Mead.
Ooh.
Again, we're using local volunteers that we're getting through the GLBT community in Las Vegas, and we'll be riding down in private vehicles and having dinner on Lake Mead. Again, it's more of a get-to-know-each-other type event where people can spread the word about B-Flag and about ACB. And that's why we're utilizing volunteers so heavily, so that we can educate them and they can educate us at the same time.
Sounds great. All right. So we've gone swimming, and we've had our leftover pizza and our clothing optional party, and we've gone to the on the dinner cruise.
Yeah. And when we get back, if anybody can still walk from all the food that day, we'll meet in our suite. And I'm sure as the week progresses, we'll have more and more people coming to the suite to talk in the evening. We have one of the larger suites in the hotel so that we can have two rooms for overflow.
Do you know which suite is yours yet?
No, the hotel won't give us that information.
Yeah, they're funny like that, these hotels. Darn them.
Well, Terry Wilsey, the gentleman that's pointing up or heading up our local stuff out in Las Vegas, happens to be a recognized travel agent, well-respected, and owns his own company out there. And he's working on things for us.
Great.
Matter of fact, he is getting, I know he's gotten several of our members really good plane fares out to the convention.
Great.
And I don't know if he's made hotel reservations or not. I know when I went out to Las Vegas for the on-site inspection, he took care of my arrangements. And I think I spent $400 for a round-trip plane fare from Baltimore to Las Vegas and the hotel where I was out there from Monday through Friday.
Boy, that's fabulous. That's great. All right, so what's up next?
Well, when we all get back from the dinner cruise, we'll meet and talk, and then we'll go to Friday.
I'm already exhausted.
I am too, actually.
I tell you, I'm like, whew, where are these people getting this energy? But okay, we're up to Friday now.
Friday's going to be a kind of bringing it all to a close type day. Where Friday morning we'll have our last get-together at the suite for a morning discussion. And then Friday at 3 o'clock we'll have another board meeting. And then again after the ACB banquet and entertainment, and probably it'll start before the entertainment's over, if it's not real good or if it's real loud, we'll have our farewell party in the suite. And that's going to be a recognition party also, where we'll be recognizing those that have made the week the success that we project it will be.
Well, that's great. So people work really hard, they play really hard, and there is recognition from among colleagues in the organization of their work. I think those three things alone are the tenets of making up a really good affiliate. You know, you got to work and play equally hard so that you come to know each other, you know each other's strengths, you know each other's weaknesses, and you make a team that way. But then the last part is the recognition, and I think that's fabulous that you guys do that.
Well, we're also recognizing our volunteers. The Lambda Business and Professional Association in Las Vegas, they've been doing a lot of advanced work for us. I met with them when I was out there. As a matter of fact, spoke at one of their meetings, excuse me, and told them about ACB and B-Flag. And fortunately, a lot of their members knew people that were visually impaired or blind. And I met with the Nevada Services for the Blind. I was asked to meet with them while I was out there and invite them to our convention, and not just BFLAG's part of it, but to the ACB.
Sure.
And told them about the Randolph Shepherd vendors, because unfortunately the people that were in the program that I was talking to didn't even know they existed.
Wow.
And Nevada had one of the best programs around several years ago. So we're trying to educate everybody of what's out there and be a resource for them. We're not making any qualms about knowing all the answers, but we're trying to facilitate the access to the answers that people need.
If people want to get a hold of you, Butch, can you give out your email one more time?
My email is butcharnold@bflag.org.
And the website?
The website is bflag.org.
All right. Hey, Butch, thank you so much for joining me. I kept you a little over an hour, but you had good information to share, and I appreciate it.
Well, I look forward to meeting you out in Las Vegas, and we definitely will be in touch about getting some streaming set up or some knowledge on how to do it.
All right. You got it.
I want to see a sellout of all of our BFLAG events.
All right.
And our party on Friday night, if it looks like we're going to be too large for our suite, we've made arrangements to move the party to the Rainbow Lounge, which can handle substantially more people.
Well, that's fabulous. Good luck with your convention.
Thank you.
All right, Butch.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We've obviously fixed the music. Coming up next, Jeff Bishop.
I always thought you were the best. I guess I always will. I always felt that we were blessed, and I feel that way still. Sometimes we took the hard road, but we always saw it through. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be. Sometimes the world was on our side, sometimes it wasn't fair. Sometimes it gave a helping hand, sometimes we didn't care. 'Cause when we were together, it made the dream come true. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to. Understands me and knows me inside out and helps keep me together and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain, someone to tell it to. If I had only one friend left, I'd want it to be you. Cause when we were together, it made the dream come true. If I had only one, understands me and knows me inside out, helps keep me together and believes without a doubt that I could move a mountain, someone to tell it to. If I had only one friend left, I'd want to
be you. Isn't that a beautiful song? That's Dan Seals. And I thought it was an appropriate bridge from talking about the B-Flag goings on, because boy, what partnership happens in B-Flag, and you need friendship to create good partnership. And to bridge over to somebody who is just a very dear friend to me, Jeff Bishop, who has been helping me get things going on my podcast. Oh, dear, my goodness. Let's bring Jeff in. Hello, Mr. Bishop.
Hello there, Marlena.
And how are you this evening?
I am well. I'm very well.
Jeff Bishop of
I am full. I've eaten dinner. I am content.
I'm glad one of us has. Jeff Bishop. Jeff Bishop of the Desert Skies here on ACB Radio Interactive, and the assistant. What are you? Assistant Mr. Main Menu or whatever you are?
Whatever I am.
We've been trying to figure that out for what the heck are you, Jeff
Nobody
Bishop?
Knows what I am, really.
Nobody knows what you are, but let me tell everybody what they need to know, and that is that if you're listening to this program, I know, guys, I know. If you're listening to this program any time other than 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific on a U.S. North American Sunday night, or 2 Universal on one of those early European mornings, you're listening to a replay. So just enjoy. I always get the UK time wrong, so I always leave it out. So, hey, the boss is UK.
Oh, there you go.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Sure.
All right, so, Mr. Bishop, I have gotten many requests for information about how do you get started with podcasting. And for any listeners that might not have been on last week when we started talking about podcasting with Tim from 500bymidnight.com, why don't you kind of give a quick wrap-up? What the heck is podcasting?
Okay, well, the easiest way to think about podcasting is what we already do here on ACB Radio, both on the interactive side and on the mainstream side, except that it's the ability for you to be able to download that content to your machine or to a portable device and take it with you. That's really what podcasting is all about.
So it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with an Apple iPod?
No, nothing at all with an iPod.
No.
The name came from the iPod name, because that's how it really got started. All these Macintosh guys, you know, started to do, you know, recordings with their, and in fact, I didn't even really know you could record with the iPod until,
I didn't know, and then
I actually looked at an iPod at work. A friend of mine had one, and we played with it, and he didn't have an iPod Shuffle, but, they definitely record.
So if I wanted to, since I use a Braille Note PK, I could call mine P-casting.
There you go.
Since it's the same thing.
I don't know. I'm not sure the name is good, but that's all right.
Well, you know, it's catching. So
yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. So there's all this content up there, and
there's about 5,000 podcasts available now, and there's podcasts on every subject imaginable: comedy, sports, science fiction, just casual chat, and cooking, and I mean, you basically name it, and it's probably being podcasted somewhere.
And actually, to relate this a little bit back to our last hour, I've seen some podcasts on issues of lesbians and gays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
good.
Yeah.
So really, the first thing we really need to talk about is how do you get started with it, in reference to, you know, how do you produce content? And the cool thing about that is that we can also relate this to Main Menu, because I also wear that hat. And really, they're very similar. You know, if you have a microphone, and most computers have one, and you, if you have something to record with, and Windows comes with, you know, some very primitive things, and as you get more sophisticated, you can then move upward. Basically, all you need to do is have a microphone and go to town, you know, record, and then, you know, then we'll get into the details of how you actually get started in getting the website ready and all of that. So.
And I want to give out the phone number, too. It's 866-666-7926. The lines are open, so feel free to call us. All right, so what do we do?
Well, the first thing is you need to have a home for your podcast. And it's not just important to have a blog because...
Oh, wait a minute. Now, what's a blog? We haven't talked about blogs.
A blog is like is basically a web log. You can think of a blog as an online diary. So many of you out there might have a Live Journal account, and that's considered a blog. Or if you have a Blogger account, or you have heard about these, you know, on in fact, 60 Minutes did a very intriguing show on blogs. It was very fascinating, actually. I taped that and watched that, and it's very, very interesting. They were very popular, especially during the last election, you know, presidential election.
Yeah.
And they created all kinds of controversy, and people thought, well, you know, there needs to be rules and regulations on them, and you know, we need to be able to control these things, and you know, are people making money on them, and if so, you know, should that be tracked, and that you know, the whole bit. So, but the issue with podcasting though is you know, because these blogging sites allow you to post content, you know, basically text, but not files. So you have to have a place to be able to put files. And that's why it's important that you you either use a service, then there's a number of them available on the internet, and the best thing to do for that is to search on Google for podcasting services.
Okay, but just to back up.
Sure.
So first I have to have a blog.
Yes, you
right?
have to have
okay.
a blog because you have to be able to syndicate, and we'll talk about what that is in a minute, but you have to be able to publish your content.
Okay.
So you have to have some form of a blog.
So, and my blog could be at Live Journal or wherever.
It could be at Live Journal or Blogger or
okay.
or wherever, or even blog lines, frankly. You could even do it there, although it takes a little more work to get it done over there. But you could definitely do it there, too. So then you need a place to house your MP3 files because that's what you want to save your content in, is MP3 files.
Now, can I do that with the Windows Recorder?
You cannot do that with that, but you could get, there are tools out on the internet that will convert them for you convert the WAV file to an MP3 format. There's a number of them out there that are readily available. So, again, Google is your best friend on that.
Yes, Google's my best. Oh, my mouse is going file. Google's my best friend all the time. Okay, so go ahead.
There you go. So you have to get, you know, your content into MP3 format. But before you even really get, you know, started in reference to that, in reference to putting it somewhere, you need to start practicing creating the content. And while you're doing that, you need to get ready by purchasing hosting space for the internet. That's probably your cheapest solution to do that. And there's a number of web host providers out there, and you can actually get it done pretty cheaply. You can get it done as cheap as about $50 a year if you shop around. So, but you also need a domain because you need a home for where your podcasts will live. And the service that is actually number one right now, according to the registration people who track all of this, they are now number one, is GoDaddy. And they're relatively cheap.
Yes, I just used GoDaddy. And
yeah, now
fast.
They have some accessibility challenges.
Yes, they do.
So you'll need to forgive them, or we should all just, you know, they are in Scottsdale, Arizona. I should just drive up there and go knock on their door.
You're missing your mission, man. Go fix this.
Yeah, sure. Right. Do that on my vacation time.
Yeah, and your spare time.
My spare time, whenever that is.
When you're not helping me.
Well, sure, yeah. So, but you can get a domain per year for about $9 a year, which is really cheap, actually. And GoDaddy actually has hosting services as well, and you can even go as cheap with them as about $50 a year as well. So there's a number of options, and it's going to cost a little bit to get involved with this, but it's relatively cheap. It's probably about between $5 and $10 a month if you were to add up all the costs associated with it.
So,
of course, that doesn't include any purchase of software that you might want to get to be able to help you with this.
let's make sure that people know that the domain is your .com, .net, .whatever.
Right.
And hosting is where that's going to be. You can't just
exactly.
have one of these things. It's like, okay, so I bought a key. Now I've got to have a house to attach to my key here to unlock the door. So.
Right, right, exactly. So you get your domain, and we'll stay somewhat simplistic here. What you can do with that domain is you can forward. There's a couple of ways you can do this, and I'm going to describe the way that probably would be easiest to do. And if people have questions, they can get a hold of us, and we'll answer their questions via email or via the phone. Want to give the number again?
Yeah, what a cue, man. 866-666-7926 is the way to get a hold of us right now, live and in person.
All right, so what you probably want to do just to get started is to forward your domain to your blog initially and just get used to posting to your blog, and because that will take a little bit of practice. You can do that with most blogging services via email or by filling out a web form. And so you want to get practice doing that and then just continue working on, you know, producing content. And then you will then have web space, and most of these places give you, oh, it depends on what you buy, but anywhere from 100 meg to a gig or more of disk space. And you would use more than likely an FTP client to be able to put the files on your server. Now, I know it's going to go over some people's heads, and so if you're not used to, you know, these types of things, then it really is not that difficult. There are applications out there that actually look just like Windows Explorer, and it's not that difficult to really get used to. And there are even free FTP clients. Like FTP Explorer, for example, is a free FTP client, although I think actually there's now a shareware version of that, but I do think there's still a free copy of that around. So you would then put your files up on your site, and then you would, in your blog, you would link your files to your blog entry, okay? Now, but that doesn't make it a podcast. What that basically does is it says, okay, reader of my blog, you can go download this to your PC and read it, okay? And so that way you make sure that the links are working and that you can actually download from your server and all of that. That's really the first thing that you're going to want to do. Now, it depends on what blogging service you have, but most of them will produce some form of XML or really simple syndication format that you can use to help you start podcasting with. And the way that these podcasting clients or these tools that allow you to download content automatically work is that they subscribe to RSS feeds or really simple syndication feeds. And these feeds have what are called enclosures in them. And the link to your MP3 file basically is considered an enclosure. So what happens is the service that produces your RSS content for you would say, ooh, I see a link here, and it's linking to a file, and therefore I need to enclose it in this RSS feed. And we won't get too involved with that, but it actually requires some little bit of magic on their side to make it look right for the tool that you're using to download with.
So does RSS really stand for really simple syndication?
Yes, it does, actually.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a number of versions out there. There's also another standard called ATOM.
That's
A-T-O-M.
Yeah, A-T-O-M, yeah.
Yeah, and that will not work for most podcasting clients. It does need to be an RSS type feed. So if you're using Blogger, now if you're using LiveJournal, LiveJournal already produces RSS But I do not believe, and someone can call in and tell us, I'd be happy to be corrected, that's perfectly fine. But I do not believe that they handle enclosures except for their own phone posts.
Yeah, I actually think that that might be true, because the only formats that they do with their phone posts are OGG and WAV files. So So I suspect that that might be the case. But if somebody's got LiveJournal and you're syndicating your podcast,
I do know that phone posts work, and even if they are OGGs, they still work. For example, I've subscribed to TuneHead's LiveJournal feed, and I downloaded all of his phone posts using iPodder, and it worked fine. So that does work, but I have not tested whether or not a link to an external file outside of their realm will work. And but it would be very easy to do. You could just post a link, or post, you know, a post to your LiveJournal and have a link that contains an MP3 file somewhere out on the internet and see if it actually encloses it.
Sure.
Let's test that.
All right, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, if you're using Blogger, which is Google's blogging tool, in fact, we talked a little bit about that on my show on Friday night. If you were listening there, we talked quite a bit about that concerning their lack of accessibility again in the last week or so. The issue with creating blogs on Blogger right now is that they require a visual verification system where you have to, you know, basically, you know, type in these characters you see in the image below.
Yeah,
you know,
without the audio feedback. We have a caller. Let's bring them in. Hi there. You're with Jeff and Marlena.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
You mentioned my name and I call in. How about that?
How about that?
It's like a key to call, you know?
There
you go. A team caller and you win nothing.
That's right. I'll give you a big prize. Nothing.
Well, thank you.
You win. So, you win something, actually. The gratitude of talking to us.
Well, there you go. I like
See?
That. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And,
you were right, by the way, Jeff. The only thing that LiveJournal looks at now is just their own little OGG files.
Okay.
So the only way they can, they only post their own content is enclosures. So, but that's going to change, they say. We just don't know when.
Okay. Well,
that's a bummer because I've got a blog on LiveJournal. And then I've got this Blind Spot blog, and so I'm trying to keep them both going. And I don't know.
That would be great if they could just have it all in one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
And I did see your post last night, Marlene. That was cool. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be starting to
do
my own
podcast coming up.
So yeah, it's going to be coming up May 1st. I'm going to start doing it. So
what kind of podcast are you going to do, TuneHead?
I'm going to be doing just a general talk type of deal. It's my LiveJournal is called TuneHead's Ranch, so it's going to be it's based on my LiveJournal, which is and I don't want to give the URL just yet because I don't want people to add it and then not have anything out there.
Sure.
But it's going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun
to
produce. So
You and Kane Prince need to do it together.
Now, that's an idea. That's a good idea. We've been talking about doing that.
TuneHead and Kane Prince.
Exactly. Exactly.
That'd be kind of an interesting show, I think.
The TuneHead and Kane Prince show, yes.
But we don't know if it would be family oriented, though. We could probably get into things that would not be. But anyways, that's the thing. And I'm hoping that LiveJournal will support that. And I'm still a little fuzzy on something, Jeff, and maybe you can answer this for me. What exactly does FeedBurner do?
Okay, well, right. Thank you. That's a good transition, actually.
Yeah.
So once you have your blog set up and once you are putting links into your blog pointing to MP3 files, you cannot really assume that enclosures are really working. So you need to probably use a service like FeedBurner.com. That's www.feedburner.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they do is they will go out and take a look at the URL that you provide and the content that it retrieves. And whether it's Atom or RSS 1.0 or 2.0, it doesn't matter to it. I mean, it will pretty much handle whatever formats you throw at it. And then it will take that content, and it can do a number of things with it. But the main thing that it does is it takes it and it converts it into a true RSS 2.0 format if it's not already in that format. It will make enclosures if there are not enclosures already embedded in the RSS content. So that's why this is kind of important, that if you have a link, you know, in the actual post, then it will convert that link into an enclosure, therefore allowing podcast clients to be able to download it.
Okay, so if I I don't necessarily need a blogger account or a blog line thing, I'm already set with my LiveJournal, right?
You can use LiveJournal, certainly.
Okay, very cool, because I added that to my when I got my FeedBurner account last week, I actually gave them the RSS feed from my LiveJournal. So
now the thing you need to do, though, is you need to tell it that you're using it. You're using the FeedBurner account that you've established with that URL to do podcasts.
Yeah, I did that already, and because
okay.
It actually has an actual format. Box. That was cool because it actually has a podcast format.
Exactly. So
yeah.
All you have to do is basically, you know, search with your screen reader for the word pod, and you'll jump right down to the checkbox that says podcast
mm-hmm.
or podcasting, something like that.
So,
and it even has a friendly page too. Like if you land on it, because
exactly,
there are a lot
yeah.
of these pages that you land on. And they're just a bunch of code. And
the other,
so what
the other really cool thing, and you might want to turn it on as well, Chris, is
yeah?
is statistics.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, you can go back and actually look at what are the popular links that people are actually retrieving from your actual RSS feed.
Mm-hmm. So you can kind of track it and see what people are listening to the most.
Exactly.
I did turn that on because I was curious about what happened. But I did set up that, and the nice thing is it has a friendly page that says, this is an RSS feed, but it's just a regular web page.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so if it lands on it, they won't have to have that problem. So, yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
great stuff.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure I have everything right, and it looks like I do. So look for the TuneHeads Durant podcast coming to an iPodder near you.
Yeah, you might want to just, you know, put, you know, a real small MP3 file up there and just to test it and see if how
yeah.
well it's working for you.
That's
you don't,
do
you don't even have
week.
To really publish the feed URL to anyone just to test it at this point.
Well, let me know when it's up, TuneHead, and since we're kind of talking about podcasting on this show a lot lately, I'll make sure and let people know.
Well there you go.
Let's keep Chris on for a second, and we'll talk a little bit about Blindcast.
Oh, Blindcast.
Oh, good.
Great transition.
Boy, I
know,
have been there. I went there last night, Marlon. It's a nice site.
Well, you can thank you. You could thank Jeff Bishop for that.
Well, we're still working a lot on it, and it's going to change quite a bit over the next week or two. But
it is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There you go. He's the man who knows.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Well, we're going to be adding. We're going to be adding things like TuneHead.
Yes. Yes. And
podcast.
Well, one of the reasons that I wanted blindcast.com, and our listeners can go to www.blindcast.com, is you know, I want to put links to blind folks and their internet presences, be it, you know, podcasting or broadcasting on ACB Radio or wherever they might be doing it. I want to feature that on blindcast.com.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So go ahead, Jeff.
There you go. And why don't you give them the email address?
Oh, let's see.
Yeah.
The email is a very complicated email address.
Really?
Yeah.
And it works, actually. We've tested it.
Yeah, it actually works. I actually get email.
It's amazing how technology works.
Isn't it? Magic, those ones and zeros.
Mm-hmm.
The email address is blindcast@blindcast.com.
Well, now, how could people get that wrong?
How even I can get that right.
So now, how about this? I saw a number that is a 206. Area code. Is that through that?
That's through
very good, TuneHead. You are
so good.
K7, is that what that is?
K7.net, yep. But if I don't get messages, then they'll take it away. So people have to leave me some messages.
I'll call at 3 in the morning and I'll bug you.
It won't bother me. It doesn't ring my phone.
Yeah,
well, thank God for that, huh?
Let me look up the number here on my little... Brown.
It doesn't have a bunch of sixes in it like your phone number, right? I feel like I'm calling a nasty number if I'm calling your number.
You didn't try to get one of those, you know.
You know, you have no choice.
Actually, you can pay money and get it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because I have seen a couple of them that like the Distorted View, which is another podcast that I listen to every day. It kind of has some adult content. It's not totally nasty, but it has some stories of the weird that are uncensored. And the guy, his phone number is, I forget the first three, but the last is Oh God.
Oh my.
Yes.
All right. Well, my message number.
Okay.
Then anyone can use it any time. And what happens is the message comes to my inbox as a little wave file or a.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Is 206 339 6235.
All right.
So anybody listening, you want to leave me a message, you know, just do that. And,
all right. You can play it on your show.
I can play it on my show.
Play it on your podcast. I downloaded. The most recent one with your sound seeing tour.
Oh, the
when's part three coming, Marlena?
Well, I just got part two up of Puffies and Planes.
That was yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Right.
And one final question, Marlena. I don't want to keep you guys too long. I'm looking to find out what kind of equipment you guys are using for sound seeing tours because I'm getting an MP3 player and I'm hoping it has a good sound recorder.
Okay, what I'm using goes beyond the pale with probably what you will want. I'm actually using a Plextalk.
Okay.
And
I wish I had one of those. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it is fabulous. It's also very expensive. But
I've seen them.
Yeah,
I wish I had one. But
yeah, I'm using that. I use that for CSUN coverage for ACB Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using that for the sound seeing tours. But there are other solutions out there that. What you really want to try to do is find something that will give you a digital recording so that you don't have to go through it twice, so that, like, you know, copying it over to the computer unless you've got that time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use mini discs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with a mini disc. Again, you've got you've got to copy it over.
Yeah.
I searched long and hard once for a mini disc reader for a PC and I couldn't find one, but.
Cause I'm basically looking for something that'll play my music for me and do this recording because that way I can take it to Vegas with me and I can just listen to my tunes and I can do some recording too. And
I don't know if you're going to be able to really find something that is that versatile.
Especially
and,
that's accessible.
That's a problem. I guess my standards are just too high.
Well, and that would give you the high quality you would need for the recording.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I guess my standards are just too high, you know?
But So.
Well, you could get a mini disc machine, and then you could take the time and put all your tunes on mini disc and
mm-hmm.
keep a disc aside for recording, you know?
Well, I suppose I could do that, except...
Yeah.
Can you use mini discs again once they've been used?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. You hit the erase button.
Yeah, they're rewritable.
Yep, they're rewritable.
All right. Well, then I may have to look into that then.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go so other people can get on, but I wanted to thank you again for a marvelous show, and I'll look forward to part three of your sound scene tour.
when I'm in the simulator.
Put it up tonight so we can all listen to
I am not
tomorrow.
Putting it up tonight.
You're not putting it up tonight?
No.
Oh, no. I guess we'll have to wait for tomorrow.
It'll get there. Thank you again.
Take care,
for all your wonderful work with Main Menu. I'll be sending you some stuff, too. I got some stuff in the pipeline coming up for Main Menu,
good.
Too.
Great. Fabulous.
Love it.
So I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
All right, Mr.
Good.
Toonhead.
Do
thank
more game
you.
Reviews.
Huh? What is it?
Do more game reviews.
Yeah, that's coming up, too. I got a couple in the works here.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. It's about 35 minutes past the hour, according to my Braille note chronometer. And we'll be with you till the top of the hour, and then we'll be with you all over again on the repeat. And so if you missed the first hour, stay tuned because you will get to listen to the fascinating program that the BFLAG Special Interest Group for ACB will be providing this year to its members and ACB members at large. And let me just say again that if you are listening at any time other than sometime on a Sunday night in the U.S. before 11 p.m. and before 8 p.m. Pacific and before 3 a.m. on a universal Monday morning, Anytime other than that, you got yourself a repeat, so just sit back and enjoy this craziness. Speaking of craziness, we'll go back to Jeff Bishop. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. So now, do I dare mention the thing we talked about before?
No.
You don't want me to do that?
No, you can. You can, but we're not done yet.
Oh, I know. But I'm going to mention it so that people can call in and say, yes, it's a good idea.
Oh, all right. All right.
Now, you see, I've been begging Marlena to do a show on Marlena.
He's been whining, whining.
No, come on. This is the Marlena program,
saved
right?
Saved by the bell. I'm saved by the bell. Saved by the bell. Hello, caller here with Jeff and Marlena.
Hi, it's Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey.
I wanted
How
to
are you?
Know. Good. How are you?
How is your arm?
It's still an arm. It's still attached. But that's all I can ask for at this point.
She had the funniest. Nikki had the funniest signature on her MSN a little while ago. She changes them, you know, like some people change their underwear. This kid changes her MSN things. She changes. She had this thing on there that said, "I fought Julio and I fought the stairs and the stairs won."
So, I did. Now I'm just living proof that procrastination doesn't kill you. So.
Yeah,
well,
she
goes.
She
posted something on her live journal that said she may have broke it. Did you break it?
You know what? I will be posting that to the live journal as soon as they can tell me.
Oh,
you see, I'm one of those people that the doctors can never figure out what's wrong with me. The last health problem I had, it took about 2 years. So
wow.
I'm not holding out. I'm hoping, you know.
Well, let's hope and pray that you're okay.
We hope you're not in any pain, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I was in worse about 2 days ago. Now with the brace, it's really not that bad.
Oh,
if
good.
I don't read Braille.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's really smart. But
yeah, yeah.
That's not the reason I called.
All right.
I wanted to let you know that I think your blogger blog is linked to your, not linked to your live journal, but live journal readers could read it without switch, you know, they can add it to your friends, their friends' pages.
Okay. I've got this team of technical people. Jeff and Nikki
one of your quote unquote technical people was just procrastinating homework all afternoon. So
there you go. Well, hey. Well, you might as well be like the rest of us were.
That's right. That's right.
So it's
why
it's
should
really
you be
hard.
Any different?
It's really going to be hard for your listeners to remember this, but it's Blindcast.
Oh,
very good.
That's really hard to remember. So
yeah.
What is all right? So if somebody reads, you know, all my listeners are going to leave because they're going to think this woman has gone nuts. All right, but if somebody
they already knew that. Marlena.
I know it's so confusing. If somebody is reading the Marlena Musings blog up on LiveJournal, if they're doing that, how do they get the Blindcast blog?
The same way that they
add it to their friends page, right?
Add it to their friends page, just like how you added me to your friends page or how I added you or whatever. You know, they just add it like it's another user.
Okay. And so if I stop posting to Marlena Musings and then I only post to the Blindcast blog.
If people don't get on the bandwagon and go to the Blindcast blog, unfortunately, they would be out of luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but if you post, I mean, I would assume you would post one last get over here to
That's
the
right.
Blindcast.
Get over here!
Kick him in the butt and get him over there.
Get over here and sit down, yeah.
The one thing I do want to warn you about is it said it might take a couple days for it to start updating properly.
Okay.
So, yeah. And actually, you have an email saying that there's another username, but I think that's wrong listening to this discussion, so.
So Marlena, about your one?
Yeah, I think I might have messed up on that one, so don't worry about that. Just worry about Blindcast.
You two can do whatever it needs to do and just tell me what to do.
Okay. Now, Nikki, since you're here, I'm going to bring this up.
Oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
And I want to get your honest opinion about this.
Because
I really do think that it would probably be one of the greatest Marlena programs ever, right? Right up there with Ronnie Millsap and, you know, all that. Okay, so we have the Marlena program, but we've yet to hear about Marlena and Gary the Board Guy.
Mm,
and I think it would be fabulous if we had a third person who would interview Marlena and Gary the Board Guy.
Well, see, what we need to do is the two of us could team up and just interview them, you know? And
yeah, well, yeah, we could do that. No, but I think it'd be great, actually. I mean, you know, I've met Gary the Board Guy, and Gary is a very, very fascinating person. And, of course, Marlena is very fascinating as well. And it would just be really interesting to hear, you know, their life story and where they've come from and a little bit more about them and, more about them together. And see, I wanted them to do it on Valentine's Day because, you know, like a couple things.
Oh, that would be awesome.
See, so we have all year now to bug
them. Now we have to persuade them.
Yeah, okay, fine now.
So you're seeing me in 2 months, Marlena.
If you really are interested in hearing more about Marlena and Gary the Board Guy, why don't you call 866-666-7926 and let Marlena know.
Don't worry, Marlena. You're going to be here in like a month and a half. You can smack me then.
I will, too. I'll smack you both.
Just don't smack the right arm.
All right. I'll smack the left one.
You have to love it when you're at church and people say, "Hi. How was that arm?" And they, you know, they're like, "Oh, what happened?" And of course, they smack the brace.
Oh.
Just so like, now you're the one-arm bandit.
She's a slot machine.
Actually, Julio loves it. I can't give as effective of corrections, so.
All right, Miss Nikki. Right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
And thank you so much for doing that. And welcome to my technical team.
All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys
bye-bye.
Later.
Bye. See you later.
866-666-7926. You want to talk about blogging? You want to talk about
Marlena?
You want to talk about podcasting? Or, I mean, this really is still kind of a loosey-goosey open forum kind of thing. We'll just keep old Jeff on here till the end of the hour. How's that? Can we do that?
Sure.
Yay. And I don't know, Jeff, maybe you should join me every week on the second hour.
I don't know. You probably get less listeners that way.
Yeah, but we can team up, you know, in the open forum, and people can call us and bat ideas off and whatever they want to talk about. And
yeah, well, you mentioned on your email post, on your announcement, that you wanted other blind stories.
Yes.
Blindness-related stories.
Why, do you have one?
Well, I didn't call in the other week.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. That's right. You owe me a story.
Yeah, I owe you a story. So mine took place in Los Angeles. And this was...
I'm going to sit back and drink my coffee while you tell this story.
It's pretty short, so don't drink too long.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
So, you know, we always hear about women complaining about restrooms in public bathrooms, you know, having to wait in lines and all of that. And so I went into this public restroom, and I was attempting to use the facilities, and walked around the corner and walked toward the urinal. And normally you can tell, you know, if you're listening attentively, you can kind of tell that, you know, something's in front of you or something.
Yes.
I couldn't tell this time, and I bumped into a gentleman. And obviously that's a very awkward moment.
Because he was at the urinal.
He was at the urinal, yes. And so he went, "Hey," you know, and whirled around and kind of put up his, you know, his hands and kind of smacked me in the face, like, "Get away from me," you know, kind of thing. Because, you know, he didn't know who it was. You know, it could have been somebody that was going to get him or whatever. I mean, this is L.A., for gosh sake. And then, you know, he saw me, "Oh, you're blind." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'm sorry." And I turned around and was going to walk over to where, you know, the stall was. And he goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry," you know, and then you got all that to deal with. And now you can always pretty much assume that if the door's closed on a stall, it's in use. Although that's not always the case. In fact, at the U of A, we have tons of students floating around there. And it wasn't the case. In fact, it was funny because it happened last week even. Walked in there and there was someone even didn't keep the door closed all the way. So
oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
that was real
dear.
Nice.
Oh,
so,
dear, dear.
All kinds of blind weirdness going on. So.
Well, I mean, I have a blind weirdness potty story, potty casting, as it were, that, I mean, it's happened to me more than once, actually, you know. most of the restrooms, of course, are supposed to have their signs, you know, their tactile signs. And so you can just, you know, grope the door and figure out if it's men's or women's or what. And some, but some places don't. And boy, when you gotta go, you gotta go, you know?
Exactly,
I mean, you
yep.
just gotta go, man. And so I have been in many situations where I really had to go, and I've just been praying the whole time, please don't let me hear a deep voice while I'm in here.
Yeah.
We've got a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hey there, you're with Jeff and Marlena.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
We sure can. Who's this?
You're great. It's Chris Westbrook. I'm sure you've both seen my name on many email lists.
Hey,
by now.
Chris, of course.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
How are you?
Not bad. I had a question, and I don't know if you can answer it here or if you'd want to troubleshoot with me somewhere else, but I just got a USB microphone because my sound card sucks in my laptop. And whenever I plug in a regular mic, I get all this humming noise and all that kind of lovely stuff. And I was wondering how I would be able to get JAWS and the speech to go together in one file so that I could do, like, a review for main menu or something.
Well,
without spending
you would,
an enormous
you would normally
amount of money.
Have to, you would normally have to turn on, and it depends on the type of, it depends on the sound card as to
yeah.
How it's determined, but on the Sound Blaster cards, it's known as what you hear.
Yeah, I've looked for an option like that, but I can't seem to find it. I don't know. Is it that in the volume control somewhere? Or?
It should be, yes.
Yeah.
And normally you would go into the properties of the volume control.
Yeah.
And see if it may not be checked by default, so it may not be appearing in the volume control applet. But I'll tell
yeah.
you what. Why don't you, Chris, email me at mainmenu@acbradio.org.
Okay.
And I'll take this offline, and you and I can work
right.
together.
Yeah, I'm hoping that my sound card will actually have something like that, because, you know, it's just a built-in sound card with a laptop. And
It may or it may not. It really
right.
kind of depends on the manufacturer
right.
and all that. But.
Well, and, you know, another thing you might look at, you know, kind of down the road if you need to, is there are some pretty inexpensive USB sound cards out
mm-hmm.
there that really do the job pretty nicely. So if you do something for main menu, what kind of stuff would you like to do?
Well, I'm not exactly sure yet. Right now I'm currently looking like I'm going to be a beta tester for Macromedia's Dreamweaver.
Whoa, cool.
So if that ever comes out with anything substantial, I could possibly do a review on that. I was thinking about doing a review on the microphone, and I just got it, although I wouldn't need JAWS for that, so I might just start out by doing that.
Yeah, I'd love to have a review on that microphone.
It's really interesting. It's called a MicFlex, and it's a USB mic. It's plugged into a base, although it can plug in directly into a laptop, but my USB ports on my machine aren't positioned in such a way that would make that practical. But because it's on the side and it's not on the front, but it's interesting because it is actually flexible. You can bend it and twist it and
oh, really?
All kinds of weird
wow.
things.
Wow, wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Fascinating.
Have you listened to any podcasts ever?
No, I haven't. I've heard people that have, you know, talked about it and heard some. One of the shows I listen to on the web, it's called Web Talk Radio. It's www.webtalkradio.com, I believe. They do like an internet, general internet kind of a show.
Yeah.
And I listen to that, and they have a podcast, but I haven't subscribed to it yet or anything.
Cool. Well,
but,
you know, check out my blindcast.com site, and you don't have to subscribe. You know, you can listen to them over the internet. And, you
exactly.
know,
you can download them directly to your PC.
Yeah, yeah, or, you know, download them, listen to them, whatever, whichever way you want to do it. So
right.
I think it's cool. It's very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, the whole podcasting thing, the whole internet is cool, but
well, yeah,
the RSS podcasting thing is really neat.
And you know what excites me about it very much is that, you know, ACB Radio was very much in the beginning stages of all of this.
Right.
And so for us now to be sort of moving into talking about podcasting and
right.
and helping people kind of get up and running, I mean, it's only going to benefit the ACB Radio Project in the end, because once you start doing it, maybe you'll do a review for Main Menu,
right.
maybe you'll do a podcast, and
right.
you'll say, you know, I'd like that to go on ACB Radio.
Right.
So,
well, the whole site, you know, sound seeing tours.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's talking this up, you know, in the mainstream as being this brand new thing. I mean,
yeah.
we've been doing this for years.
Blind people have been doing it for lifetimes.
Yeah, for
years. So that's now they're taking it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's really so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I subscribe to the New York Times feeds and Jonathan's blog and Jonathan Mosen. Boy, he has some kind of a blog when he updates it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of good stuff out there.
Yep.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks. And I'll email
Take
you.
And email me at mainmenu@acbradio.org.
Yeah, I'll email you, and maybe we can meet. Are you one for the people? I thought I saw you.
I am, yep.
There. Yeah, maybe we can meet there or something. And
okay, or we can go to our place and talk there.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Hey, so give me a call again sometime, Chris.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Super. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
We're getting up into the last minutes. It's about 52 after the hour, so we're going to break in about 5 minutes thereabouts, and so we can squeeze in another call, maybe at 866-666-7926.
And if you want to hear a show about Marlena and Gary the Board Guy, make sure to email Marlena also if you can't get in tonight. At marlena@acbradio.org.
Right. Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. She'll be happy to take those emails and
I'll be
consider
happy.
Them very highly.
I'll be happy
Won't you,
to. Yeah, absolutely.
There
I'll
you go.
Forward them to Jeff.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. I have an in with Dave. Maybe he'll let me have her slot for 2 hours and we'll bring Marlena on.
Yeah, I'll give you my slot next week.
No, that's all right.
Nah, we've
Not
got
next
a...
week.
Hello, caller. You're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
Wow, this is Charles in Sacramento with Venus listening.
Hello, Charles and Venus. What's going on with you guys? Long time no hear.
Yeah, and we're going to Vegas.
Woohoo!
Hey, great.
All right.
Okay, and first of all, for Jeff, yes,
yeah.
we should do a Marlena.
We should, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should.
The Marlena program about Marlena.
Yes, and Gary the Board Guy.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
Yes, and Gary the Board Guy.
That's
okay.
right. That's exactly. And
okay,
we'll hype it
about
up.
About this
and,
podcasting.
I'm sorry?
Yes. And I've been checking out a lot of sites, but what I've been doing so far was I download them to my Win app, you know, manually.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could say. And I also have a Live Journal account, so I got that part set up. Now,
Very
what
good.
What do I have to do next to, to do the podcast online.
Well, do you have a microphone, Charles, for your computer?
I do.
Okay.
Well,
so you want to start practicing, you know, recording content, and then take a listen to, did you catch the beginning of the second hour?
Yes. In fact, I'm taping it.
Okay, good. So just review that, and if you have any questions, just get a hold of us. At blindcast@blindcast.com, and we'd be happy to help you out.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, the thing I wanted to know is what do I have to do to download the other podcast to, you know, my Live Journal account? I know that you have to subscribe, but where do I guess the first
Well, you would
thing
use
that,
a, you would use a program to do that, and what we'll do is we'll put a link to iPodder on the Blindcast website, so that everyone can download that without having to go through a bunch of rigmarole.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah
we'll
because I tried that
right
on
there.
The other website, you know, how they give the link to it.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many different things.
Yeah, and it can be confusing because most of them are taking you to iPodder.sourceforge.
Yeah, and then it's got that iPodder X and thing, and I'm saying, now, which one do I download?
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get a copy of that put up on the website with a link. And,
okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And, you know, we should also, and Charles, you know what, we're wrapping up, so I'm going to say goodnight to you and give a hug to Venus for me.
I sure will.
All
and
right.
I'll check, and If I need any help, I'll go and I'll send you a message on your free thing there.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, you do that.
See you at convention, Charles.
All right, Charles.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you guys.
Okay, love bye-bye. To you guys. Bye-bye. Jeff, we should also put the web link to the Accessible Podcaster, even though it's a really sort of basic, you can't search for podcasts and you can't download podcasts. But you know what? If you just want to listen to stuff over the internet and like you would see on someone's email, you know, they might say to subscribe to my podcast, go to HTTP, blah, 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 blah. Well, you could just paste that into the Accessible
mm-hmm.
Podcaster.
Exactly.
So, yep. So we'll have our technical people do that. Oh, wait, I'm talking to our technical people.
Yeah. Our people will talk to your people.
Our people will talk to your people.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so we're just about over.
Yeah.
Wow, you should come out with me next week. We can talk to the people.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, why not? You know, I'll do the first hour in the interview, and then you come on the second hour. For everybody who wants Jeff.
Okay, as long as you do the Marlena program.
For everybody who wants Jeff to come on in the second hour, send an email to mainmenu@...
Yeah, Dave's going to love that.
Oh, I'm in big trouble now. Jeff@jeffbishop.com.
Oh, hey, okay. I didn't give out your personal one.
I know. See, I'm not to be trusted.
Well, that's all right. We still love you.
All right. Well, I love
you. That's right. Anybody can email me anytime. That's perfectly fine. Jeff@jeffbishop.com is perfectly fine.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on with me, sir.
You're welcome, and have a great week, everybody, and we'll might talk to you next week.
All right, and don't forget to catch Main Menu. If my music would play, there we go. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's MARLAINA, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.